There's some great franchises that are coming out there and are very unique niche spaces, but might not have the long-standing history that you'd see. I know that this is going to be around. I tease my wife all the time because she loves the suction cup therapy that you do on your back. And she's like, that should be a franchise. I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was acupuncture. How long is this going to be here for? So making sure it's not a fad unless, again, it is a passion project for you. There are great franchises out there for you. And the second is franchisor support. So what they should have is a track record of success. I'll use painting as an example. A paint company is not a franchise paint. They run and support very differently. So I would want to look at somebody who goes,
that is Josh Hoffman. He is the development director for Groovy Hues. Now, what is that? That is a paint franchise. And what he's talking about right there is when you're looking at a franchise is to decide, is it a fad or is it a needed service that will be around for a while? Now, you're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. I'm your host, Yul Smith, and this is our special series called Franchise and Funding Insights. Now, let's begin the show. Josh, I want to welcome you to the Franchise and Funding Insights. Question for you, quick question. I love asking this question. What are you grateful for today or from the past that helped you get you where you are today?
Yul, thank you for having me on the pod. Man, I'm thankful for a lot. I think overall, this will sound a little goofy, but I'm thankful for others' mistakes on top of mine. And I say that from, I've learned a lot from my own mistakes, but being in kind of the franchise world, I benefited from a lot of other mistakes that I've seen others make. And it's a real hive mind effect. I get to not skin my knees quite as much as I would on my own in any part of my day to day. So I'd say that's probably what I'm for.
That's called wisdom. That's really smart. All right. Your role, you're with a big outfit, and I had the, you all were very kind with me, meeting with you and your entire team with all the different brands under Horsepower Brands. Tell me, what is your role with Horsepower Brands and a little bit about your background there?
Yeah, I'm the development director for Groovy Hues, one of the brands under the Horsepower umbrella. Formerly, before that, actually worked with Mighty Dogs, another one of our outfits, roofing concepts. And previous to that, I was on the operation side, so coaching, did some staffing, training, served as a brand president. Previous to that, actually owned a franchise. So I was in the home service painting sector, similar to where we are now in Groovy. Spent most of my career in this space, just on every side of the fence.
Now, and how long have you all been, how old is Groovy as a business? And then did you all acquire that or build that from the ground up?
Yeah, so we launched this about, this is 2023, so I don't know if we're dating us here, Yul, but we launched November of 2022. So this was one we actually did build from the ground up. And we'll talk a little more in the model. This is the first one. Again, we did not acquire any business. We said we want to build this our way, the right way from the.
So then you all probably identified it. And it's interesting that you have a painting background. So you all probably identified some issues in the marketplace, right? What were those problems? And then how did Groovy Hues solve those problems?
Yes. The number one thing that we saw was really the scalability. And this is from, you wouldn't think this affects a consumer, but it certainly does. And certainly business owners we ran into, because there are a lot of paint concepts in the franchise space. And there's probably a lot of painters who are in a truck outside in your local neighborhood. And the problem is they all lack sophistication, right? And that's because it is such a profitable model. The bar in the world is answering your phone. Right? Like I used to laugh. If you do that, you're on the upper echelon, business owners and contractors. So we looked and we said, how do we turn this into a really an empire or a large scale executive model business? And really, we want to do that three different ways. One was through more revenue opportunity. So we identified, okay, you're going to paint the house, which Groovy Hues will certainly paint inside, outside, or commercial. But while I'm there, I can also power and soft wash and clean your house, giving you a recurring revenue opportunity. Gutters and shutters, right? A lot of times if I notice I need something done on the outside, I might need to do some upgrades, as well as what we call our curb appeal program, which is a custom design program. So for a consumer, the problem was, okay, I have to call 10 contractors to get all that done. I want one spot. We're in an Amazon world, and there's just never going to be an Amazon painting, but we want to be able to provide those services. And then for us, again, that's a higher level of recurring revenue, again, leading to a more valuable and profitable business. and a larger single ticket, as well as the one I think was really unique in that we identified that we wanted it to be this labor pool, right? The guy who can put paint on the house can do like carpentry, screw in some boards, all these things. So I'm not over complexifying the model, but adding that in. Other simple one was technology. I need to be able to manage a team. So one of the problems in the space was, hey, as an owner of a business, I'm typically the point person. I only have so many hours in my day. So either my hair goes gray really fast, I can only service a couple customers in a day, manage so many crews. We invested heavily from initial estimate. We actually 3D render all of our estimates, so we know our estimates are accurate. We have a visualizer tool so the customer can custom design their home, get a better idea of what it's going to look like at the end. And then automation and communication, which is, again, the painters have access to your work order that's automatically going to update the consumer, as well as me, the business owner, or the person running that business. So really streamlines operation that it's not somebody calling me and I'm playing telephone all day.
Sure.
How to scale my business and simple for the consumer. Last one, real simple, is just coming down to the staff.
Okay.
We start people with the proper team. Again, an owner really has time to focus on the business, not start in the business and hopefully figure out how to scale out. We designed it from square one that it should be an executive model.
Okay. So the executive model, just, can they start part-time or they go into it? Can they go into it full-time and then transition to executive model? What do you all encourage?
It's about 50-50 of our system right now. Okay. We want three full-time staff in the business. So somebody running the business, about half of our owners serve as that. Half will say, I'm involved in the business, whether I have a day job or not, about 50-50 there as well, but I'll hire a GM, a salesperson, and then an in-house labor person for power washing and small paint jobs.
Okay. So in the revenue streams are painting, the gutters and the shutters, and the power washing? Or is it? Okay.
And we call that, that gutter, shutter, front door, column wrapping, we call that our custom curb appeal program.
Okay.
Which is like, probably light renovation is the best way to describe it.
Okay. And then I think it's fascinating. Talk about, I've seen the technology while I was with you. Y'all explained it to us. Talk about the technology for giving the estimate, the rendering that you all do, which is really cool.
Yeah. But, so the rendering is a huge piece, not only for the owner, but actually for the consumer as well. Because the truth of the matter is in home services, especially paint, you can get a $2,000 quote and have some guy out and give you the exact same quote. And he goes, it's $7,000. The consumer's left there to go, who's right? And it's usually the guy who wins who lands right in the middle, right? Okay, split the difference. So what we actually go out and do is 3D render the home. So this is a very simple app we have. You take photos of it and it measures down to the centimeter of that home. So I'm not using like a CAD software or something that takes 10 hours. I can do it in under 5 minutes, which means it's not hard to do at all. And then in there, we actually give that to the consumer. So Neil, I hand you a $5,000 quote and you go, Josh, why are you $5,000? I can hand you a piece of paper and a rendering and you go, Yule, is this your house? Yep. These are the measurements. So this is actually valuable to you. It actually costs you as a consumer $500 to do on your own. Irvine is going to do that for free, build trust. And then again, I know my margins are going to be accurate because again, if I'm measuring on my own, whether it's a ruler or a laser measure, there's a human error element in there. We skip stuff from the beginning.
Nice. And boy, what you're saying is so true, because during the pandemic, we had to tear up a driveway, try to find somebody to do that, try to find somebody to replace a driveway and put up a fence. The fence guy, you described that to the T, because I went with the guy right in the middle because the prices were all over the place. The reality was I did not know what I was going to get for a finished product. Fortunately, I think it turned out okay. We'll see if it's still standing in a year from now. But I had no brand to trust. I had no brand to go to. There was no systems or processes. I did not even know if he was going to show up. So you all eliminate all those issues for the customer, makes it so much easier. And you take the burden off of them. Let's talk about taking the burden off of the franchisee for a second. You mentioned a couple of things, the technology piece. Let's talk about, you provide a fluid stream of communications with the customer, correct?
Correct. So beginning to end, you can run things, communication through an app.
Nice. All right. Then from a business perspective, you all also provide some back of house features, which include the bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping.
The helping to hire people.
Yep. So we have a staffing firm in-house.
Okay. And then, of course, you all have a number of brands under your umbrella, horsepower brands, but the marketing that you all do is literally top flight. I've done marketing and branding my entire career, and you all have some of the best I've seen. And you all help with the marketing. Talk about that for a second. What do you all do?
Our in-house digital marketing firm is a huge piece. Again, because where do people go? I think that's the gap in home services. I laugh because anytime I'm being in this industry, my wife says I want to do something to the house. I ask her, where are you going to find a contractor to do that? And she goes, I don't know, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. And I go, good luck finding anyone who's not us, right? Because again, that's the things that can be difficult, new to people to understand. So with Horsepower and Groovy, having that in-house, I have a better digital marketing platform that also services our other brands. So it gives us a better understanding of different communities. What are they looking for? What are their search terms? What are their buying habits? That can change throughout the United States. So having that within Horsepower is super valuable. Top of that, you've got digital marketing. We also have an in-house call center who's going to answer that. Hey, I'm getting my business up. I have so much business. I need another vehicle. We have a fleet service on top of that, as well as a reporting company who does all of our tech and dashboard type stuff. Okay. So again, like all that's very streamlined for that person. But at the end of the day, it comes down to leads. And that's what we're going to help you do in the digital space, which is just dominant.
And that is key because I've done marketing. I've hired agencies for decades. And finding somebody to, once you find a good agency, it takes them time to understand and learn your market. You already bring that to the table. People don't realize how invaluable that is because you know the language to use. You know what the talking points are that the customer is going to respond to. And you've got that dialed in with data and you all can tweak your messaging on the fly in real time to make an impact. That is very rare to see it at the level that you all do that.
It's the value of Horsepower, which is, again, with Groovy being our sixth brand, generally looking at an emerging brand, what kind of experience do you have? You go, guess what? We have 3, 4, 5 other brands in your market. We get to piggyback off of. So we're the old new guys on the block.
Gotcha. Okay. Now let's talk about the investment level. What's the investment level to get in with your brand?
So our range is going to be between $220,000 and $420,000 per our item 7. A large majority of that is in front-loaded costs. We make sure in that item 7 to make sure business owners come in well-capitalized. The largest range in that is going to be vehicles, two required vehicles with an option of a third. So we include all that in the range. And then again, of course, there's lease options and options within there. So depending on the number of territories will also affect that.
Okay. And what are the vehicles that you all... that y'all require, just for curiosity?
Yeah. So that would be a sales vehicle of some kind.
Okay.
So again, you can go with something fuel efficient or a light pickup, right? I'm not moving anything really heavy. And then the power washing truck and the rig itself, which our fleet service will actually put together for you.
Okay.
And we have an option for that in-house painter for a van of some kind, but that is not required.
Okay. And so let's switch from the investment side to the revenue side. Let's talk about that for a second. What do you see there?
Yeah. So again, because we're brand new, we do not have an item 19.
Yep.
It doesn't scare us because there's a lot of public data out there to help people understand what do margins look like in this industry. And for us in those industries, if there's very much standards, we're doing all these revenue streams. So when we look at those standards, it gives people who've gone through our process the opportunity to say, here's how much more I can add. And again, it's a really healthy margin in service because, again, it's so in demand.
Okay. Support and training. That's something I think another area people, if you're considering a business for the first time, what you all bring, A, you take a lot of burden off somebody coming in. You help with the hiring, you help with the marketing, you help with the bookkeeping. So the person, when they come up to visit with you all, they can learn the fundamentals pretty quickly and get to work relatively quickly for starting a business of any kind. You all streamline that process. What does the support and training look like from a 30,000 foot level?
Yeah. So I'll speak to the story because I think that's the easiest way to assimilate what we're doing here is when I came over originally, Horsepower was just starting and they only had Mighty Dog on board and they had at the time about 35 franchisees. That's now over 140 we're about to cross. And when I came in, we had about 65 people sitting in the building. And I remember thinking, I'm like, nobody does this. What are you talking about? You have more support people than franchisees. And that's been Horsepower's really calling card is that we're going to give you better support. So on top of those verticals, within Groovy, before we ever launched the business, we had a director of marketing in place, a director of operations, a director of sales, a director of finance, director of technology, a coach, and a brand president on top of myself. So again, on top of those verticals, I have an expert in each of these fields there to service me rather than I have one painting expert or power washing expert who hopefully can give me business advice, technology advice. Like we've really built that. Every owner has an infrastructure. And that training program, we do a lot of it virtually because again, we're in a technology age that we can do that. But we also want to train in person you and your entire staff. So we have them bring out that full staff. So when that new business owner launches the business, they're not in the field trying to train somebody, remembering what they remembered from 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. I get to look at a sales rep, a GM, even a painter and say, you got the exact same training I did. This is the standard that we hold this company. And it just makes your life a heck of a lot easier.
Absolutely. It's like branding across the board. Everything's consistent. All right. The ideal candidate. Who makes the perfect candidate for, or the ideal candidate, I should say, for you guys?
Yeah. Really what we're looking for is any sort of business professional. So we do not want anyone, and we don't have anyone. We're not looking for it. If you paint your own living room, that's okay. I wouldn't call you a painter. But we're not looking for paint conversions. Typically what we're looking for is someone who has business experience, right? P&L management, people management, those fit in really well. There's not one particular industry we look for because again, we can train you on the industries. That's, I don't want to say the easy part, but the part we excel at. So that people management, process orientation, leadership, great. We love and I'll say do really well with couples. A lot of people come in and say, in my experience, talk to folks and say, I really want to get in the home service space. I know it's popping since COVID. I really want to get into it. But golly, I'm a little bit nervous. I'm an investment banker or an engineer. I don't know anything about X. We've all had our house painted. It's not.
They can relate to it.
Can relate to it, get into it. And again, it's good for roles for each, again, any type of couple. Certainly look into that. And then the last one I leave with is probably the person who's, if you ever thought to yourself and looked and said, hey, I want Chick-fil-A. I want the Chick-fil-A of home services. That's someone who's not afraid of competition. Because if you look down the street and say, I don't think a Chick-fil-A is going to work because there's Wendy's and Burger King's and I guess I would call the local painters, maybe they're the Long John Silvers. No offense to Long John Silvers of the world. But going, I'm not afraid of that. Because I know if I can give a better customer experience, a better product with a smile on your face, like, it sounds crazy, but it really does work. That person says, I know I can crush it.
And that model crushes it because the painting sector, like many other home service sectors, are fractured so badly where you can bring in the marketing, you can bring in a fair, a great service that with a trusted brand that you'll shine and the word of, once you get started, the jobs will become word of mouth with, in addition to all the marketing. The model just works. All right. Top advice you have for someone considering a franchise from your experience, having owned a franchise, helping to develop Mighty Dog, and now this Groovy Hughes.
All right. So the first, and I didn't do this the first time I got into a franchise. I would get a franchise coach or a consultant or a broker, whatever you want to label the term. I think it's so valuable because I thought I knew what I wanted and I happened to be right, but for different reasons I thought when I came in, I used the correlation and keep going back to restaurants here. Go to a new restaurant. The first person you ask is the waiter. Hey, someone who knows the menu of what it's out there, they might know what you want better than you know what you want. And if you Google franchises out there, you're going to see thousands, overwhelming. And I ran into that. I happened to get into home services. I'm happy I did. I think that person who knows brands inside, who can say, yes, I've vetted all these for you. Let me see what you're looking for. Super valuable. And then the second part is as you get into that, you've worked with a consultant or you went on your own and you found somebody. I would make sure you look for two things. One is industry stability. And there's some great franchises that are coming out there and are very unique niche spaces, but might not have the long-standing history that you'd say, I know that this is going to be around. I tease my wife all the time because she loves the suction cup therapy that you do on your back. And she's like, that should be a franchise. I'm like, I don't know. I thought it was acupuncture. How long is this going to be here for? So making sure it's not a fad unless, again, it is a passion project for you. There are great franchises out there for you. And the second is franchise or support. So what they should have is a track record of success. Mm-hmm. I'll use painting as an example. A paint company is not a franchise paint. They run and support very differently. So I would want to look at somebody who goes, not a franchise, whatever it is. I would value that over, hey, we've been doing this for 55 years. My dad's been doing his small business for 55 years. And I'm sure as heck saying he could not franchise because he doesn't have that experience, even though he runs a great business. So what worked for him probably won't work for you. I think those two, on top of having someone in your corner who's going to give you advice, is probably the way you want to, I would want to go if I were looking.
All right. My final question to you is this. What's your vision for this brand, for Groovy Hughes?
We are going to be the largest paint company in America. That's simple. But really, we are going to elevate to full renovation service. Mm-hmm. This is typical when you work on someone's home, it's someone's largest asset. Mm-hmm. This is someone's place where they raise a family. It's mm-hmm. very intimate. I'm thinking about the colors of my bedroom when I was growing up, right? Like mm-hmm. it really resonates with you. So to give somebody that experience, let's give you more than just new colors. Let's give you a feel, a design for something that you're looking for and your largest asset. We want to be that household name. We're going to be that household name. Yep. We're going to add on more services on top. You can see things make a lot of sense, like window cleaning, other services as we evolve to mm-hmm. really service more than just one or two sectors, to be that one-stop shop. And as a part of the greater Horsepower brand family, mm-hmm. when someone says home services, they go, we know Horsepower brands. That's where we're going to be in that piece.
I love it. We're going to button it up right there. Folks, if you're interested in learning about Groovy Hughes, get in touch with me at franchiseandfunding.com, franchiseandfunding.com, or you can email me directly, Ewell Smith, that's E-W-E-L-L Smith, at franchiseandfunding.com. Josh, I want to thank you. Great insights. I love what you all are doing with this brand, and I can't wait to see where this goes.
Hey, thank you, Ewell. That was a great time.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. And that is a wrap with Josh. I want to thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to the podcast and learn about franchising. And just like Groovy Hughes has systems and processes to help their franchisees, we have a system with franchise and funding called the Franchise and Funding Framework. It's a 5-step process. Super easy. We walk you through that process to help you find the ideal franchise that's right for you. And what I call being right for you is the one that feeds your soul. So check it out, franchiseandfunding.com, franchiseandfunding.com, and hit contact us and we'll be in touch. Take care. Make it a great day. Make it a great day. You know the drill. Bye.